Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. Father, we thank you that you are with us wherever we go, whatever we do, and nothing is taken for chance. Nothing is out of your care. Help us to grab a hold of that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I have a beautiful story to tell you today, and it just happened hot off the press, and you're the first to hear it. I've been reading in the book of Hebrews, but before I get to reading that, this morning I woke up and, you know, I get to doing some stuff and I thought I'd go in the kitchen for a minute. And as I was in the kitchen, I looked in the refrigerator and it was messy. So I began to clean it out. And lo and behold, I picked up one of my containers that was, praise God, in a plastic container, and I dropped it and it shattered and soup went everywhere. Okay, so that was an interesting morning. So I just looked at it. I did call on Jesus, but in a good way. And he helped me clean it up. I just cleaned it up. All right, so went on my day. Matter of fact, 5 minutes later, I go into my room to sit on my bed, what I normally do in the morning, and read my Bible. So I started reading in Hebrews, and let me start there, and then I'll finish my story. Because it was beautiful today, what he showed me. But see, you know, I dropped that soup and I thought to myself, I did that because I didn't read the Bible first. Because before I even get out of bed, what I'll do is I'll go get a glass of hot water and then I'll go back to my room and read my Bible and do a little study, a chapter a day. And this morning I just went straight to the refrigerator and started cleaning. When I drop that, I go, oh, it's because I didn't read my Bible yet. So I stopped, I went into my room, and I began to read in Hebrews. And let me help you here if you had the same things happen to you. All right, chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should slip. Now, when I first read that, I just kept reading. Well, I'm rereading it now because something happened that caused me to go back to this first verse. All right, I'll get back to that in a minute. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8 goes on to say, you, the Lord, have put all things in subjection under his feet. In other words, under Jesus' feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him. All in subjection under him. All. That means everything that you think God has no control over, everything is under his subjection. Everything. All right. And he says, he left nothing that is not put under him. I like that. It gives us hope to go, okay, you know what? You mean what's happening to me? God knows. He really knows. You know, we think that, you know, God knows, but does he really know? You know, does he really care? Is he really in the midst of that? And as we go a little farther, let me look at this here in verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. It goes on to say in verse 14 and 15, you got to grab a hold of it. It works with this verse. It says, for so much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, in other words, Jesus became flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, which is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Okay, there's a lot in that, but what I want to get to is this. The Lord Jesus took on the form of a man. He wanted to come and experience what we go through so that he has a heart for us even more. And then he suffered the cross, was raised and resurrected, conquering death so that there will be no fear of death. I bet every person, if you think about it, has a fear of death. Now, I've heard people say, well, I don't really fear death, but I fear the dying process. No difference, okay? If you're fearing the dying process, you think God's not with you in that dying process. You think he's going to abandon you and just, you know, just kind of, you know, okay, she's dying now, so just bye and then leave you. No, he's with you in everything. Jesus has everything in subjection under his feet. In other words, everything that you're experiencing today is under Jesus's feet. And I wrote this in my journal. And his feet are so beautiful. Isn't there a scripture that says, beautiful are the feet that preach the gospel of peace? He has peace. So even in that dying process, if you grab a hold of who Jesus is and really what he has done for you, you will be able to suffer correctly during the dying process. And then, of course, the real truth is this. Nobody wants to die, right? Except if you're really sick and you just want to die. Even that, you want to live because you want to get well and you want to live, right? People want to live. They want to see their grandchildren grow up. They want to see them get married. They want to have great grandchildren. I mean, it goes on and on. We want to live, people. I know it. Every person on this planet, if we're really honest with ourselves and dig deep down inside, we want to live. Nobody wants to die. But here's the thing. We're going to die, but we're never going to taste death. You know, it reminds me, I was watching Wizard of Oz yesterday, and you know how Dorothy starts out in the movie in black and white? And you know, she gets into the house and then there's the tornado and it flies around and it lands in the land of Oz. She opens the door and it's beautiful. The colors are bright. It's a beautiful scene, right? That's how I believe the Lord showed me in a picture how death is. You just open the door into the brightness of his glory. There is no taste of death. And in that dying process, we've got to commit ourselves to the Lord, period. I want to tell you another thing that's interesting. The people that are watching you die in that dying process are more miserable than the people dying because we see it and we don't have the faith in that moment to live it. The person in it, if they know the Lord, are going to be able to have what they need to endure, to have long suffering, to have patience, to know God loves them, to know he's got a hold of their life, that they're on the threshold of his glory. They have the faith to be there. Do not fear the dying process any longer. He says that he abolished the devil and his death, the thing that he wants to cause torment to you. Nobody wants to die. But that dying is a place of entering into God's glory. See, the enemy wants you to fear dying. He doesn't want you to want to die. Nobody, we're not supposed to want to die, okay? Even Paul says, I'd rather be with the Lord, but hey, it's expedient for me to be here with you to help you grow and to learn of the things of the Lord. And that's why as we become saved, we get to stay here on the earth to help other people. Because we start to experience some things. And now I can share a lot of things with people who are in fear because I came out of fear. I get to share a lot of things with people who had certain diseases because I had certain diseases that I got delivered from. So that's what Jesus did. He experienced the things. He suffered the things that we have. He was tempted in all things. It says here in verse 18, for in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to comfort those that are tempted. All right, this is what happened this morning. This whole chapter came into play. So I get done reading the Bible and I go, oh, what a great message to share with the listening audience. Because frankly, in the morning, it's when I normally do my shows. I start to get up out of bed and I had put this footstool next to my bed, which didn't really need to be there. It got in my way. I tripped on it. I fell. I hit the wall, hurt my arm after I just got done reading the Bible. And I began to cry and I laid against the bed and immediately that verse, Hebrews 2:1 came to me. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, which what I've heard was God loves me. He's with me. There's nothing out of his control. He knew I was going to fall out of that bed. Lest at any time we should let them slip. I basically physically slipped, didn't I? But I grabbed a hold of the Lord's comfort. He actually probably fell down once or twice. He's able to comfort me. So I sat there laying against the side of my bed and remembered the comfort of the Lord. And I want to tell you something. He comforted me. And do you know that even though I hit my arm really hard on the nightstand, I don't have any pain now. It was completely removed when I allowed him to comfort me. I was thinking, wow, Lord, I got done reading the Bible and I fell out of bed, okay? So this morning I get up and started working in the refrigerator and something dropped and spilled out all over the floor. Those two things happened this morning within a half an hour of each other. before I read the Bible and after I read the Bible. And the Lord said this to me, do not let your circumstances dictate my love for you ever. Don't connect the two. Because you got up out of bed and fell, and the Lord said to me, these are times where I am testing you to see if you truly believe that I am with you, that I love you, that I am going to comfort you. If you can grab a hold of that, no matter what happens next, you're going to be able to endure. Because these are the times we're going to have to grab a hold of this, because we're going to have some enduring to do soon. And if we don't know how to do the endurance during the small things, how are we going to endure the bigger things? So I'm encouraging somebody right now that if you begin to seek the Lord and all of a sudden bad things start happening, rejoice, be excited, because something amazing is happening. It's a good thing because, see, first of all, the enemy wants to destroy everything that God gave you. So if he's given you a blessing and a time of refreshing and you come home from a retreat or something and then the whole house is in chaotic status, just look at it and just go, oh, well, you know, don't let it get on you. Let it be subject to your feet, actually. See, we are heirs with Christ Jesus. So whatever he experienced here, we can also activate ourselves. So we can put them under our feet. That whole situation that happened this morning, the dropping of the food, the falling out of bed, I put it under my feet. I'm not going to let that taint my heart towards God. Had nothing to do with God. Had to do with, you know, Murphy's Law. Things fell. I fell. But I didn't let the slipping of the Word of God go by the wayside. I grabbed a hold of it that he was comforting me in my times of trial. Well, I believe that is a message for somebody today who thinks God has abandoned them. No, he is got everything subject under his feet. There's a song called I Choose Joy, and the lyrics go like this. Circumstances and care, and God wants to know what I'm doing under there. See, we got to be on top of our circumstances and care. Just like Jesus put everything subject under his feet, so can you. Now I'm sitting here, no pain in my arm, feeling really refreshed, ready to start my day, because I'm trusting God to be with me no matter what comes along. I'm going to stay in peace because he's never left me, and everything is subject to him in the name of Jesus.